just have this discussion real quick. There have been later documents. Now, the issue is, and this is going to help clarify a little bit for everybody, I didn't learn about the 1997 trust until much, much later in 2015, a year after Elizabeth Everson had passed. When we sat down and had a conversation, the only one that I saw, the only one that was in the house, the only one that was discussed was from 2008. A year later, I find a trust that's not only different than that, but irrevocable, which means that it can't be revoked. And it was ordered by a court. This is all new information to me. I'm sorry.
The one that we did all of our business on, I knew of later ones, but the ones that you gave pastor that day and the one that we've been working on since that day is the 1997 trust. Because if it wasn't, you'd have to get back all your jewelry because that, none of that was in the last document you're talking about. So we operated on the one that has signatures on it, not the electronic one is. That we never received signatures on.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the electronic one is.
Actually, the original documents that you guys gave us, you had all the paperwork, which is still never given you any of the paperwork. But that was the one that Bishop worked off of, because I just looked at my folder yesterday, and that's the one that I know about. That's the one that we did all the business off of, and that was the 1997 one. So,
oh, well, if that's the 1997 one, why didn't you guys pay off the condo? Because the 1997 trust instructs that before anybody is paid out any type of distribution, that the condo be paid off.
That was after she gave out the distribution and the payments. Were after it in the top of it, the diamond ring, the gold coin, the silver, and the condo. That was a separate entity. It was three different parts to the actual trust. And at the beginning of the trust, it stipulated these things go to these people. Then everything else, her other bills, her other ones, and then that was supposed to be covered through the whatever came from the trust. That was what was stipulated on that one. But you might want to go legally read that one more time.
You know what? I got it here. So let me clarify the paragraph that I'm talking about. It's actually not even a paragraph. It's a sentence. So for the sake of confusion and clearing that up, I'll just go ahead and clear that up really quickly. But it simply says that after paying off the just debt of Elizabeth Everson, that then the things shall be distributed. The just debts including the reverse mortgage. So the point I'm here to make is simply that there was a meeting that took place. There was a copy of a trust that I did not see, and the only copy that was presented to me was the one that was made in 08. That was the same one that was presented to the insurance company. The insurance company didn't know anything about the 97 trust.
The only thing that I ever knew was doing your mother took the time to give me.
Listen, I didn't even have the 97 trust until this year, so I couldn't have had it.
You had all of the papers. You gave the trust, that's how I got a copy of it. You never, there was a black line that was all my things in it. You have all of that. So any other papers, it's not, you guys have more than one trust in that.
Rondalyn.
But you gave us the one that.
Listen to what I'm telling you. The 1997 trust was not in Elizabeth. Okay, but listen to what I'm making the point of. The document from 1997 was not in Elizabeth Everson's possession or her house. It was with her attorney. He was the person who had the copy. Which is the one that was from that? No, it's from 2008. That was the one that was in the house. But the attorney that you met with before you met with me, listen, wait, listen, don't overtalk me. Do not overtalk me. Do not overtalk me.
No, you only let one person talk so you can hear, so you can respond. Two people can't talk, y'all at the same time. Come on. Let somebody talk and then answer, and then respond to it.
Don't interrupt me, and I'm almost done. There was a meeting, and the meeting presented the 1997 trust. I didn't learn about the 1997 trust until a year later. So for a whole year, we've been working off the 2008 trust and not knowing that there was, and me not knowing that there was a 1997 irrevocable trust. So you're right. The one that was at the house when Granny passed said 2008. It didn't say 1997. It said 2008. Okay, that's the one that was worked off of, but that's not the accurate one. The accurate one is the one that was created by her attorney by court order, and it was irrevocable. So that's the one that I found out about a whole year later that was presented in a meeting that you all attended that I did not attend. So now that we have the correct trust, we're going to abide by it. That's it.
Let me jump in here. Hold on. Let me jump in here. What I thought I heard Rockland say was that everything that they did was based off of the 97 trust. Rockland,
she was mistaken.
I'm going to see what it is for me tonight, and then they will advise me on what I need to do.
Sounds good.